The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is giving Utah 2 more years to put together a workable plan for the 139-mile Lake Powell pipeline. The state's already had 6 years to complete its application, and the agency hinted last month it might not extend the deadline again. Bill Lieflang leads the project for the Utah Division of Water Resources.
Yes, it is doable, and we're doing the best we can to facilitate the process through coordination with the agencies and entities that are involved to meet this deadline.
The Lake Powell pipeline could deliver more water to St. George and other southwestern communities. Lieflang points to fast-growing Washington and Kane counties.
It's really critical for the growth in the southwest part of the state, particularly now after the economy has picked up again. There will be need for Lake Powell water in 2025.
The state has been polishing nearly 24 studies as part of its FERC application. But the environmental and economic studies aren't done, nor are the historic and cultural resources studies. And no one's able to say yet how to cover the pipeline's cost, which is estimated to be between $1 and $2 billion. Nick Scow is conservation director for the Utah Rivers Council, which wants to toss the pipeline idea altogether.
It will mean more taxpayers' money spent pushing for a project we don't need and that taxpayers in the area cannot hope to repay.
Scow says there's already plenty of water to meet the needs of southwestern Utah. The state could save the money that it would have spent on building the pipeline by promoting conservation and shifting water from farms and ranches to homes and businesses. Judy Fays, KUER News.